Olympic commentator and Utah Olympic Park representative Carl Repke called KPCW from the side of the bobsled track. He says beginning Friday and continuing Saturday, you'll have the opportunity to witness athletes careening at speeds of up to 85 miles per hour in the bobsled and skeleton competitions.
I'll tell you what's happening here at the Utah Olympic Park. It's the Wiesman IBSF World Cup. So it's the Bobsled and Skeleton World Cup. It's all in preparation for the games in February, and it kicks off Friday. We've sent down hundreds of sleds down the track in preparation for this big event. Steve Holcomb earlier this morning in training hit 85 miles an hour in a two-man sled, and that's crazy fast for a two-man. So they should be pushing 85-plus in a four-man sled. But the best in the world are here right now in preparation for the games in February.
He says there are upwards of 20 nations represented this weekend.
And they're pushing these sleds that weigh several hundred pounds down that 50-meter ramp in around 4.6, 4.7 seconds. You would think it was the NFL coming into town. It's pretty impressive.
The women's and men's skeleton competition kicks off the World Cup event.
It starts Friday for the men's and women's skeleton races. We'll start early at 9 o'clock in the morning for the men's and women's skeleton. And again, that's racing down the track, which is nearly 8/10 of a mile head first with their chins dancing off the ice and pushing 80 miles an hour. It's crazy. And Noelle Pikus-Pace from the United States, who had a controversial disqualification last weekend in Calgary after winning the event. But it's a disappointment for her, but in the back of her mind, she is extremely quick on the new track in Sochi, Russia. So she'll be for sure fun to watch racing here, as well as keeping your eyes glued to the TV set this February.
In addition, says Repke, there will be all manner of activity for the public.
And we're going to have face painting and all kinds of activities. There's a concession stand at Low Point by the scoreboard. They'll have areas for you to get a hot chocolate and so forth. And they're going to have all kinds of activities to keep you warm because it is chilly here.
Repke says Saturday the bobsled competition kicks off at 10 a.m.
Kicks off at the women's competition at 10 o'clock and then at 2 o'clock for the four-man competition. The four-man's always fun to watch as they try to choreograph it just right and as they climb in these sleds. And for those that are listening that have taken the passenger ride sleds to Utah Olympic Park, and as everybody knows, it takes several minutes for us to load our passengers into our sleds and for these elite teams to push a sled that's nearly 13 feet long and jump in less than 5 seconds and going nearly 30 miles an hour before they get to the first corners. Always impressive.
That's Carl Repke of the Utah Olympic Park. Next weekend will be the World Cup luge event, but for this week, again, it's Friday and Saturday with bobsled and skeleton. You can check the schedule at utaholympiclegacy.com. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.